In the name of Jesus, the head of the church and the Lord of your life and mine, dear Christian friend, welcome to our campus. Some of you are here to observe the 50th anniversary of your graduation, some the 40th and some the 25th. And others are here to receive the Servus Ecclesiae Christi Award today. And the others who are here today are rejoicing with you. And we hope you have a good time during your stay on our campus. Of course, it's going to be a lot different than if you return to the Springfield campus and to your old haunts there. There aren't many professors left that you had when you were a student. You ought to know that Professor Spiegel is about. Some of you will surely want to meet him today. Well, you're going to reminisce while you're here. Some of you are going to talk about the Kapamila. Others about castle gardens and sheep stable. You might even imitate some of your professors. Students like to do that. And you're certainly going to recall some of your student antics. But I think when you're alone, probably walking around the lake and just looking at the water, you may pause to reflect and to thank God who hitherto has helped you. And because I thought that that thought would be in your mind surely in these days, I took this great text from the great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Now that surely was true in the case of Paul, because from beginning to end, you can see the hand of God in his life. You can see it first of all in his conversion. Paul was a persecutor of the church. He was an enemy of the cross of Christ. Yet God stopped him on the road to Damascus and said, "Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he brought him to saving faith in Jesus Christ. So Paul, the persecutor of the church, became the great apostle and martyr of the church. And so Paul certainly, as he thought of his own spiritual life and of his conversion, had to say, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." And I'm sure that you have to say that. You know you do. Because you are what you are by grace, the grace of God. Already in eternity, God thought upon you and elected you in Christ Jesus to be his own. And in time, he sent his Son into the world to redeem those that were under the curse of the law, to win for all men, including yourself, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation by his innocent and bitter suffering and death upon the cross. And the Holy Spirit in holy baptism brought you to saving faith in Jesus Christ, so that you can say with Paul, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." In holy baptism, God said also to you, "You are mine." And so the greatest day of your life is the day of your baptism, when you became united by faith to Jesus Christ, your Savior, and shared in all the treasures that he won for you. But more than that, God has preserved you in your faith throughout your life. It is good that he's provided your daily bread, and you certainly ought to thank him for that. But it is much, much better that he has preserved you in your faith, so that sitting in this chapel today, you need to say with Paul, as I do, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Now, God showed his grace to St. Paul in another way, and that is that he put him into the ministry. That was a singular act of grace. Paul's record was so bad before he became an apostle that it's doubtful that he would have been admitted to any seminary in the United States today. But God saw that he could use St. Paul as a chosen vessel to bring his name to the Gentiles. And Paul could never forget this act of grace. He wrote to the Ephesians, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." And how he worked. Paul could say, "I have labored more abundantly than they all." But he is quick to add, "Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." He is content to lay all his trophies at the feet of his Lord. He must decrease that the Lord may increase. Now, certainly, you have to look at it as an act of grace today that the Lord has permitted you to enter the ministry. For who are you and I except poor, miserable creatures, daily in need of the confession of our sins, daily in need of the grace which God alone can give us in Christ Jesus. And yet God privileges us to be his ambassadors, to feed his sheep, and to feed his lambs. What a privilege. What an honor. What a dignity God has invested us with. And you've worked hard in the ministry. Ministers work. But yet, you can claim no credit for any successes the Lord may in grace have given you. Because without the powerful Word, without the Holy Spirit working through that Word, your best efforts would have been in vain. And so you have to say today, as you look at your ministry, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, Paul looked ahead in his life, too. He wrote to Timothy, "I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which Christ the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also which love his appearing." And there he saw grace again. The grace of God that would finally crown his labors with everlasting life. And in heaven he could say too, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." The reason I'm introducing that idea is because when we celebrate an anniversary, we realize that we are closer to heaven than we were yesterday. And I suppose you men are talking about classmates who have died, whom the Lord has called to himself. They have fulfilled their day of toil, and he has taken them to himself. Of course, you miss them, but they're with Christ. And you look forward, too, to the day when you're going to be with Christ. And thank God for the great hope that we have in Christ Jesus. In that great epistle of hope, St. Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation." This is our great hope. And we Christians labor on, trusting that day by day God will give us strength for our tasks, and finally, when his hour comes, take us to himself in heaven. And when you and I stand about his throne with all his holy angels and all the saints who have preceded us in death, then we're going to have to say with St. Paul again, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." May God grant that to us for Jesus' sake. Amen.